2 Kings chapter 8, verses 14 to 29, and 2 Chronicles 22, verses 7 to 9. Ahaziah's death. Now let me say at once, immediately, this is going to be a wretched discourse, because the subject is wretched. If this is the first time you've heard one of these short discourses from me, let me tell you, I hope it's not typical. I can't see what good there is to say about this man, Ahaziah, now, as he comes to his death. We know this man, this king of Judah, this ungodly king. We know he has been linked with the house of Ahab, the ungodly king of that ungodly people, Israel, in the north. Now, the two, Ahaziah and Joram, have gone to battle at Ramoth-Gilead. And Joram, son of Ahab, or descendant of Ahab, has been wounded at Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahaziah goes down, or goes up to, I suppose we would say, to visit this Joram in his wounded state, to try and give him some comfort. Here he is, a godly king, or he should be a godly king, the southern kingdom linking with the northern kingdom in this way. And then Jehu comes on the scene, the Lord's Avenger, the one who is to wreak havoc upon these houses for their disobedience to God. And Ahaziah and Joram meet Jehu, and Joram is killed by Jehu. But Ahaziah tries to escape, and he flees from this avenger, but he is wounded and dies and is buried in Jerusalem. It's a tragic waste. It's a tragedy from beginning to end. An utter waste. Such an appalling state to bring this godly people under Jehoshaphat, this godly king, Judah, to bring it down to such a dreadful condition. He died, as it were, hand in hand, arm in arm, with the house of Ahab. But they take his body back to Jerusalem, and we read in 2 Chronicles 22, verse 9, they buried him in Jerusalem, in the tombs of David, in the city of David, there. They buried him because they said he was a son of Jehoshaphat, a descendant, that is, of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. He was treated better than he deserved at his death, or at least in his burial, because of his connection with a godly man, Jehoshaphat. But that's the only thing that's in any way any light in this gloom. He died as a miserable, wretched man, and his end was miserable and wretched. But what was his eternity? What eternity did he enter? You see, the people of Judah, Jerusalem, treated him better than he deserved because of his connections with Jehoshaphat. But that carries no weight, that cuts no ice with God. In eternity, he stands naked before him with whom he has to do. How does he stand there? A man who has gone in the ways of the world, an evil man. He who has listened to bad advice, but on his own account and responsibility, broken the covenant of the Lord. He's under the law of Moses. He was born in the reign and rule and realm of the covenant of God given at Sinai to Israel. And he lived and he died as a fool. He ignored God's law. He ignored his covenant. He broke it. He followed wicked examples. He was badly taught, yes, as a child, but we've learned all that. But nevertheless, it is his own responsibility. He carries the can. Oh, as I say, it's wretched. What light can I find here? I can't find any light here. What good can I say? So very little. It's a warning. It's a warning indeed. We have to die. My friend, addressing you, brother and sister in Christ, unbeliever, we all come to this point. Now, there's burials and there's saying farewell and the way we die and all the rest of it. But that's not the important thing. It's how we enter the next life. It's how we stand before God. We can see this wretched man now. How did he appear before God? What did he say to him? Well, I know what he said to him. Romans 3, every mouth is stopped. The whole world is guilty before God. But think of this man's privileges. He'd been born in the inheritance of Moses, the law, the covenant, the prophets and all the rest. He'd been witnessed to, he'd been spoken to. He'd had fine examples and testimonies, even in his own family. But he followed the wicked ways of the world. And he went with Ahab and his family, and he paid the terrible price. Oh, may we learn from this. May we avoid this turning away from God. We live in the days of the gospel. Christ, the Holy Spirit, scriptures in their full revelation. Oh, may we keep close to God, walking in his ways, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto him, living for him, so that when we come to die, whatever men may say of us, that we shall hear from God, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Let us learn from Ahaz a wretched life, a wretched end, and an even more wretched eternity. May we so live, trusting in Christ, looking to him, living for him, that when our end comes, we may be taken from this world, stand before God, complete, complete, at peace with God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, the life. All who come to God by him shall be saved. If you have never come to God by Christ, come, come now. Learn from Ahaziah. Turn to God now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that doesn't mean next week. It means now.